Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of WAP Boys. My name is Matt, and today I have with me Adolfo and Luis. And for today's topics, we're going to be talking about voting advertisements, toxic households, and different types of abuse. And before we start this episode, just a reminder that what we say here is basically our own personal point of view. So if anything we say offends you, we deeply apologize about it.
Yes, and anything regarding abuse, if you've gone through it or know someone that's going through it, or you're going through it still to this day, we don't mean to target you, or we don't mean to target anybody in general. This is just a conversation about what we think about it, and from personal experience and opinions, and what we've seen in life, and then everything that's happening around us in society. So keep that in mind. To anybody that might be going through that, of course, we're always available if you want to talk to us somehow, contact us, you know. But besides that, I hope you enjoy the podcast. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, on that note, hello, everybody. So let's just start this. So how was y'all's days, Matt and Angel?
It was good, you know. Ate some pussy, did some work, take care of my dog.
Sure.
This is not. I'm sorry. My day's been pretty boring, dude. I haven't done anything.
What the hell?
Just to let everyone know, it's like 11:30 right now.
So. Hey, yo, we're just a different breed.
Yeah, we're just a different breed, man. No pun intended, but yeah.
Definitely not. Yeah. Wink, wink.
Yeah, totally not. We're all just chilling, you know. We're having our annual time. But, I didn't do anything on my day, anything special particular. I mostly just sat in my living room and watched TV throughout the whole day. Mm-hmm. I mean, other than that, nothing else really. Mm-hmm. What about you, Luis? Anything happened with your day?
Not really.
All right, that's great to hear. So, Adolfo, can you start us off for today's podcast?
Yeah, gotcha, bro. So, let's talk about voting and the advertisement that's going into it. So let's just start off with this. Fuck all the advertisement, bro. There's so much shit around us, bro. I'd be logging into YouTube. I'd be going on every single page. Man, I'd be going out here looking at little kids fucking things for friends. And just fucking advertising, go vote for this, go vote for this person. Like, nah, man. The fuck you think a little kid, a 3-year-old's gonna go vote for someone? Nah, man. The fuck? You know? Like, it's so much advertisement, you know? And I'm pretty sure y'all can both relate.
Yeah, and like, I mean, we're not basically saying not to go to vote, but like at the same time, like this, at least if we're gonna make somebody vote, at least tell them to get informed first.
Yeah, of course. And the thing is, like, I personally understand why there's a lot of advertisement, because it isn't very important, you know.
Yeah.
But still, I still think it's a way a little bit too more. And the thing is, also, let me point this out. I don't watch TV normally, but my family does. And there's a specific channel that they watch every morning. Let's just say that it's a Mexican / Hispanic channel, right? So they speak of Spanish mostly. What I didn't understand is, why the fuck are they? So there was an advertisement for the person or the political party that, you know, they don't like, basically. Say that. They don't like this individual or political party. But there was an advertisement for that person. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Like, why would they allow it, first of all? Well, mainly because it's probably money, you know? They want money. Money really buys anything at that point. But, like, I said, that didn't make any sense how they would allow it on that channel specifically, you know? It just didn't make any sense. Like, that's just something I wanted to point out.
Like, look, all of us are eligible to vote. Like, we can all get registered and we can all go vote and stuff. They have to, like, chill out with, like, the advertisements, dude. Like, I kid you not, my dad handed me 4 letters, and they all said, like, vote today, vote today. Mm-hmm. One of them had a big red stamp that said, you're 18 now, you're able to register, go vote today. And, like, it just sending me to, like, different locations where, like, I can just turn in a ballot or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, like, every time I go to the living room to watch TV, my dad's right there just sitting on the couch watching it with me. And all of a sudden we get an ad saying, are you eligible to vote? Go vote today. And, like, I know, I understand it's, like, a very big thing and all that to choose the president and everything. But, like, don't push it on to an individual, because, like, I'm pretty sure at one point someone's going to get sick of it. Like, real sick of it, just to constantly see, like, over and over again, like, the same advertisement. Like, are you eligible to vote? Then please come in today and put your vote in ballot. Mm-hmm. Let your voice be heard onto the world and all that stuff. Like, yeah, I get it. All right, freedom of speech and everything. It's cool. I enjoy it. I love it. But don't be posting it everywhere. Like, don't let me watch a YouTube video and then all of a sudden I see, oh, Joe Biden needs your help or Trump needs your help and all that. Cast your vote in today and all that. Because, like, it's not gonna make me think, oh, I'm going to go vote now. Like, no, I'm going to skip the ad and go to my video because that's what I came to do. I came to watch a specific video, not listen to someone talk about voting over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And, like, again, I understand it's very important. Voting is very, very important. I get that. And, like, I'm going to vote soon too because I want to get this out of the way so I can, like, get rid of all that mail and all that stuff. Because I'm still getting mail, like, at this moment. Like, yesterday I got 3 letters that sent me to, like, the same destination over and over again saying, please come and vote and all that stuff and get your voice heard and everything. It's just constant annoyance. And my parents are getting annoyed too. Like, my mom asked me today, like, hey, before we go anywhere else, do you want to go, like register and, like, go vote and all that? And, like, I told her no some other time because I'm busy with, like, schoolwork and everything. Including my dad too. Like, he said, like, the minute I come back from Home Depot, you want to go vote and all that stuff because we need to get this out of the way because I'm tired of constantly getting mail. Like, my parents basically have a record right now of ripping up just mail, like mountains and mountains of mail saying come vote over and over again. Because the day I turned 18, dude, it was like any other ordinary day. And then came along the voting days and ballots and all that. All of a sudden, I'm bombarded with, like, letters from, like, oh, come in and, like, vote and all that stuff. And, like, I'm just glad now I'm able to do it and get it out of the way. Because, well, I would have done it in school, but, like, I was only, like, 17 in school, so I wasn't able to, like, vote for myself and everything.
for yourself. Yeah, myself for president.
Yes, sir. 2020 president. Hey, man, I would do a lot more better than Trump and Biden.
Yeah. I mean, it's obnoxious and annoying, honestly. I mean, I registered. I'm going to go vote, of course. But still, for me, it's still fucking annoying to see all over the place, you know?
It's annoying.
Like, my dude, like, I already don't watch TV, so I'm avoiding that. And that's why mostly it appears. But, like, I go on social media a lot. I am on YouTube, you know, all these different apps. And I just see it, you know, like, I just see it everywhere. And I'm just like, bro, I'm out here trying to enjoy a fucking video of puppies, not fucking trying to see who I'm going to vote for, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it gets annoying. Like, again, we all understand why it's all the, you know, why they make so much advertising and stuff. Like, yeah, I get it. But, like, come on now. Like, this reminds me of being back in school and they told me the same shit, go vote, go vote, go. I know it's important and all. But you don't think you're telling me, like, literally, I'm pretty sure, just, if they tell me once, I'm not going to forget. Because it is a very important thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I also get that they're probably doing it because a lot of people don't want to do it. Which, again, that's their personal choice, and, you know, I hope they all go, everybody that's eligible goes and vote, of course. But, you know, there's some people that don't want to do it, and they get annoyed of it, too. And unlike me, that I'm actually going to go vote. Same shit happening, but I get annoyed stuff. And I'm just like, well, let me get off of YouTube. Let me get off of social media. Let me just go fucking read a book. You know, like something that I don't do much. Which, I mean, it's in good terms, but...
Imagine if an ad just pops out of nowhere from a book.
Bro, imagine they had a fucking banner in the front of the book that says, go vote, go vote.
If I go out into the street and I see a car covered with, like, stickers, banners, and flags saying go vote, I'm going to personally go up to the car and burn each and every one of them.
Oh, bitch, I'm breaking the windows.
It'll probably lead to death if the people try to stop me because, like, I'm constantly tired of seeing it everywhere, dude. Like, I get it. It's okay. Stop pushing it in my face. Like, please.
Yeah. But by the way, whatever he said about the car and death is a joke.
Okay, because of legal terms, it's a joke. All right.
Yes.
Yeah. Sadly, I can't go to a Trump supporter's car and just burn it. Sadly.
Yes.
We do not condone violence. You know.
We do not. Yeah. We do not condone violence or destruction of any type of way. What we say here is either jokes or our own ideals of jokes. In any case.
Yeah. The only violence I encourage is Minecraft violence. Because, yeah, the shit, man. Yeah. I'm just
that'll be for another time, though. That'll be for another time. One of these episodes, we're gonna talk about gaming, dude, and we're gonna be talking about our favorite games of all times.
Yeah, we're gonna vote. We're gonna vote our favorite games.
For real, we're gonna have to make a list, honestly.
Democracy.
Yeah, for real. But yeah,
this leads on to our second topic for today, which would be toxic households.
Yeah, just like that one time where. Yeah, your family asks you, what do you want to go eat? And, like, you expect it to give a vote, but they don't care. It'd be like that, you know? It'd be like that. Yeah. But that's just one example of a toxic household. Maybe it's a minor toxic thingy. I mean, of course. Because most of the time it's just, you know, that's just family. But let's talk about major toxic households. Luis, you got any input on that?
Well, mostly whatever I know. But a toxic household basically becomes there's major factors, you know, there's society, there's the era that grew up, the generation, and, you know, so.
A lot of stuff, media, all that, yeah.
So you can't really, it's hard, and your morals depend on what is a toxic household, but I think most people could agree with most terms, you know.
Yeah. See, now moving on to my own opinion about this. I believe that toxic household, like the definition for that would be like any household that like basically doesn't encourage their kids to do good or like they disown their kids or whatever, you know, in general, like that. Anything that has to do with bad stuff in general in the household and families, I think that's just toxic. And I'm speaking from experience, which we'll get into later on. But like from what I know is that the gap in between a good family and a bad family has, you know, grown so much, and like it's separated so much now. And because of that, a lot of generations, a lot of kids, especially our generation, are evolving into having a lot of mental illnesses, having problems with family. You know, this they're going back and forth with what's an actual family, what's actual love, what's actual encouragement, and you know all that support. And like it sucks, you know. Because, like, I'm pretty sure all of us have seen kids that have gone through this, like, especially since we just got out of high school. There's a lot of kids that just talk about how their houses are just bad, how, like, their parents yell at them or hit them or, like, they scream at them. Which, in theory, the most common type of toxic household would be, like, parents that are they're basically physically, mentally, psychologically, and verbally abusive, which is, there's a lot of them. And I'm talking about like beyond just screaming, because I mean, of course, every mom and dad will scream at their kids, you know, that makes sense. But I'm talking about beyond that, like where where your parents are actually just bringing you down or not being supportive or like that. That's just toxic shit. That's just bad. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Sorry, but like, definitely we're not talking about, you know, those type of kids, like, you know, that they say that maybe the family is the problem, but maybe just maybe. I'm not pointing out to this to nobody, but just maybe you're the problem. You know, maybe you're just toxic, you know?
Yeah. I mean, of course. But I'm talking about, like, we're talking about, like, in actual situations where, like, you can actually tell that those people have been abused in some type of way by mostly their parents or even their siblings sometimes, which is very common nowadays. And it's kind of sad to see kids or, like, you know, teenagers the same age as us going through that shit too, you know?
Mm-hmm. I can say this from experience, dude. Well, we were all three of us were in high school. I can say this. I noticed at least four or five kids that looked like they were in abuse, dude. Like, I kid you not. Some of them came to school with like bruises on their arms, and I didn't think nothing of it because, like, you know, I'm not one to get into people's business and everything. Mm-hmm. But then, like, it got my curiosity. After like a couple of days, the bruises got more and more. Mm-hmm. And then, like, at some point, it had to be bandaged. And, like, after that, I saw another person go through it and another person go through it. And, like, it just makes me wonder in, like, a type of way that, like it just makes me wonder, like, why would a parent want a child if all it's going to do is hurt it physically, psychologically, like, basically bring it down? Like, it wants to bring life. It wants to bring life to life, but only to, like, force its own life to hate its own life in a way. It sounds weird, but, like... Like, they basically brought someone into the real world only to hurt it and make it, like, make itself lose its own will and everything.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Because, like, for me, I live in a household of, like a large family. Dude. My household is large. Like, my parents give all of us the same discipline and all that. But they give me the most discipline since I'm the oldest out of the group. And I have more higher responsibilities than them. And, like, I understand that. And, like, I understand that. And, like, I respect it, too. Like, my dad will get on my ass most of the time. And, like, I won't retaliate because, like, he's doing it for the best of me. My mom will get on my ass most of the time, mostly. And I won't retaliate that because, like, she's my mom. I can't do anything about it. She basically gave me life itself. Like, in a way, she can do, like, whatever she has to do for me to help me in my life. Because they're the ones helping me get into college. They're the ones helping me learn to drive. They're the ones helping me, like, pay taxes and stuff like that. So I can't basically, like, give up on them, or I can't just say they don't give a shit about me. Like, in a way, they're trying to pull me down, but, like, they're trying to help me out at the same time as well. Like, they're trying to basically show me that the real world is not what it seems, in a way. It's not all sunshines and rainbows and all that. The real world is, like, a hard state area. And it gets to your mind, basically. It gets to your mind, and it can break you down and all that. But, like, for people that get abused and all that, it's a bit of a different situation. Because, like, all three of us can confirm that we've seen kids at school that look like they were abused. And they look like they wanted to, like to kill themselves and all that, even, too, dude. Like, some of them look, like, really worse and everything. Like, some of them look hurt. Some of them were damaged. And I just felt bad, honestly. I wanted to, like, speak to one of them. But, like, I feel like they would be in more fear if I ever bring it up. Because then I would have to report it to, like, an adult or one of the staff members at school. And that staff member would speak to that parent. And then that parent would release its anger out on that child. And, like, I wouldn't want to endanger anyone if it would lead to their own death in any way. So I would steer clear of it. They may get hurt, but at least they get to come in for another day. Like, they get to at least live for another day. And, like, you know, they won't take their life in any way or matter of form. Like suicide and depression and everything, it's not a healthy state, per se. I wouldn't say that, oh, killing yourself is going to answer all your problems. Or, like, no, it's not. Abuse pushes that limit. Like, abuse goes to a limit that a person would think about either hanging themselves, overdosing, shooting a gun, getting lost. Jumping off a building and all that. Abuse can do that to a person, man. Yeah. Abuse can do that to a person. And it's not just, like physical and, like, psychological. It's not just physical as well. It's psychological and, like
verbal.
Terminal as well. And verbal. Very verbal.
And most of the things... Most of the biggest ones. Exactly. And the thing is, most of these things actually start off in a household. These things start off with your own family, you know? Like, that, and then that could affect other types of abuse, you know, which we'll get into later on. But, like, almost everything starts off in a household. Most of the things that, like, most of the toxic traits that live in actual toxic households would be, or are just basically traits that are learned from society. You know what I mean? Specifically, like, it could also just be depending on, like, how you were raised and stuff, how your family was raised. Because I know that, for a fact, at least from my personal experience, I was verbally and psychologically abused by my parents. I did end up suing them in one. But I know that it was all because, for what I know, from my own knowledge, I know that it was just because of how they were taught, which basically they weren't even taught from, like, my own grandparents and stuff. They were taught based off of what other people were telling, like, people their own age, their coworkers, their friends, you know, whatever, they, when they were younger, they were taught by those people that it's okay to do this and that. And also, it was also taught by the media, because I know that at least my parents watch, like, they watch TV a lot, they're on social media stuff, they learn this, see this, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, they only focus on the fact that, like, there's bad people, there's bad kids, and then they're like, oh, it's the parents' fault, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? For me, my own personal opinion is, I think no matter what, I'm pretty sure your kids will turn out bad in some way. You know what I mean? I'm not saying, like, bad, that, like, they're going to be psychotic, or, you know, they're going to murder someone. Like, I'm pretty sure all kids are eventually going to do something bad or stupid, you know? They all make mistakes, all that shit. And the thing is, like, I'm pretty sure, like, all the people that are very abusive, it's either because of what they learned, what they've gone through, or just because they want to try, you know, quotation marks, try to stop that type of behavior. But, like, you're not going to be able to stop it. Just how people say that there's certain things that kids do or play with, like games, video games, like video games and all that, or watch TV or movies. Just how people say that those things are bad for kids is the same shit as that kid living in a fucking toxic household. Because I'm pretty sure if a kid learns how to shoot a gun from a video game, he's going to learn how to hit a girl or a guy or, you know, their spouse or another friend. They're gonna learn how to hit someone if you teach them that, you know? Like, they say there's a kid and his dad or mom are hitting each other. What the fuck do you think that kid's gonna have? He's gonna have the knowledge. He's gonna have the imprint. Oh, it's okay to do this. You know what I mean? He's gonna grow up like that. The same shit would be, you know, basically the same type of backup and info would be the same shit with video games and stuff and that. You know what I mean? Like anything a kid grabs in their head, it's just taught. You know what I mean? Like, and the thing is, like, it's also bad and stupid because, like, what happens if you're just out of nowhere, start being, like, doing shit to your kid? You start beating them or yelling at them or, like, lying to them, which, I mean, lying is, you know, purely anybody does that. That doesn't really count. But let's just say, like, purely you just start telling shit to your kids and they start believing it, and then you start manipulating your own kids and blah, 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 all just because of your kids. Like, and I've seen people do that. I've seen people just use their kids because they're kids. They don't really care, you know what I mean? Like, what happens if we start doing all this shit, and the next thing you know, like, those kids start retaliating, and they start doing the same shit to other people, or they just basically start doing the same shit to you now. You know what I mean? Like, from my personal experience, my parents always did that shit to me. They physically, mentally, and verbally abused me, and I ended up using it against them, and I basically started treating them the same way I treated, like, I got treated. Because what I told them is, if you're going to treat me like this, and you're going to treat your own kids like this, then I might as well do it back to you so you fucking learn that it's not okay. They did stop. That's the thing. I did it back, but I didn't go take it to a degree where it was over what they were doing. I just did it to basically, like, counter what they were doing so they can stop, and I can actually, like, talk to them and teach them that it's not okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, basically, everything ended okay in my occasion and stuff. But, you know, there's kids that don't get that lucky sake. Like, there's kids that are still getting abused to this day, like, by their families, their mom and dad, or whoever they live with. They're getting yelled at every single day. And I'm not talking about, like, that little snowflake yell, like, oh, yeah, you did this. Like, nah, that's normal shit. I'm talking about, like, getting yelled at.
They're screaming, dude. Like,
yeah, like, they're just
screaming at the top of their lungs.
Exactly. Like, they're just screaming. They're fucking yelling at you, giving you all this shit, you know, disowning you, like, all this shit. Like, that's over. Like, that's too much already.
Like, to if the your point parents the are... neighbors can hear.
Exactly. And the thing is, like, if your parents or your grandma, wherever you live with, or whoever's raising you, if they start doing that shit, that's not okay. Like, that's basically just a bad, toxic household. That's abuse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not, like, in that, like, it's just a certain degree where you can call it abuse. Of course, anything below that is just, like, normal stuff. Like, you're not going to be bitching about it, like, if your mom raises her voice to yell at you because you're fucking snack out. That's your fault. That's something normal. I'm talking about to a degree where, like, she's dead at he or she or whoever they are. They just start yelling at you completely. They start disrespecting you, giving you all this shit for no fucking reason. And it happens constantly. That's abuse. And that's a toxic household. If it happens very constantly, then it's bad, basically. That's all you really have to look out for, you know?
Yeah.
And that's just verbal. That's just verbal and mental abuse. Like, there's physical abuse. I've seen parents hit their kids, like, actually just hit the fuck out of, like, beat the shit out of them. Like, that's something else. That's just a different level, you know?
Like that one meme with that one, with the one guy with the baby. Hey, yo, man. Your kids say it'd be funny. Your kids say it'd be funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I saw. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
In any case,
abuse is just not
good
in general sense whatsoever, dude. Like,
yeah,
abuse is never okay. Like,
yeah.
I understand if you need to hit a child to get them in order to get their act straight, but don't take it too far to the point where the child is going to be bleeding,
because that's at least mentally broken,
or just hurt in general. Like, the child just starts crying because of it.
Yeah,
like that's at least a couple years in jail.
Yeah, exactly.
A couple years in jail.
Like, well, I feel like that should be an actual law. Like, you shouldn't be able to even mental and like psychological abuse should be a law that those people should go to jail, because that's not okay. You know what I mean?
That goes on your file, dude. Like that goes on your file when someone pulls it up. The reason for going to jail was because you physically abused, like, your kid mentally, verbally, and physically abused your kid to the point that you had to be restrained in cuffs and taken to a jailhouse.
And a mental institute, if anything. But yeah, like shit like that happens, you know? And it's also, like, it's so sad to see people that go through that and, like, they don't notice, like, very, like, they don't notice quickly, but after a while, you start noticing that they're going through shit, or they, you start suspecting stuff, you know what I mean? Like, there's people, specifically teenagers in our school, that, like, we never thought they would have been going through shit at home. We never thought they would have, like, a toxic household, but next thing you know, 2 weeks later, like, they're over here crying, and it happened, and it starts happening constantly, and then more and more, you know, like, you start noticing shit, and then eventually you're gonna have to ask them, like, what the fuck happened, you know, what's happening, and then, you know, I don't know, they just start telling you what's happening, how their parents are doing, blah, 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 you know, like, yeah, it comes out of nowhere, it can happen to anybody, that's what sucks, that's what's very fucking stupid, and the thing is, something I actually do want to focus on, and you can both step in, if anything, for your own opinion. And anybody who's listening to this can also step in for their own opinion. For my own personal opinion, I'm not saying kids should retaliate against their parents because, of course, you know, you always got to respect your own parents. But if there comes a time where you're actually getting any type of abuse from your parents or your guardian, whoever you're staying with, I want to say this. You should speak up. You should do something about it. Because I know that a lot of people wouldn't do shit about it because they're parents. Because they were taught never do anything to your parents, you know what I mean? Never talk back, never hit up, none of that shit. In the case that it's actual abuse and you know it's abuse and somebody tells you it's abuse, I'm just saying this right now, speak up. Even if you're not gonna do anything physically, which you shouldn't be doing physical stuff anyways, speak up, tell someone, you know? Don't let it happen anymore.
I would say this, if someone sees a child and they have blood, or if any case a bruise on their arm in general, I would immediately contact local authorities or, in any case, any adult that has, like, any high power to check in on them. CPS, even. Because, like, if a child's in danger, it's better to take precautionary measures and check with the people before doing it, before just letting it pass on, thinking, oh, it's probably nothing. No, go to someone of higher authority and let them know, like, hey, that child over there, from my perspective, looks like he's getting hurt by his own family, or he's just hurt in general. I don't know what's happening, so could you take a look into it and all that? And I understand there's privacy that people do demand and all that, but when it comes to a child and, like, that child is physically hurt and abused, I don't think you have, like, any word or say into, like, why, like, they shouldn't be checking up on you. They shouldn't be checking up on you if your child isn't hurt in the first place. So you can't come up with a reason as to why you're being checked up on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly, like that. That's a good example. But also, like, I think people should have more, like, I know that there, a lot of people that go through that shit are very scared to talk about it, which everybody understands. We should all understand that, of course. But I feel like there should be more admissions and, like, places like school and stuff where you can, you know, people ask the kids, how do you feel? How's your household? Like, just, you know, so they can have a moment to actually talk about it in a serious way without getting judged or getting punished for it, you know what I mean? Because, like, I'm pretty sure if we had that, like, more people, more kids specifically would be talking about it, like, if they're actually going through shit in their house. And, like, the thing is, like, even if you don't think you're going through shit, like, I'm pretty sure talking about it in general and being honest about it, if you're going to be honest about it. But just doing that, I'm pretty sure people would find out that, oh, shit, this kid is getting abused and he just doesn't know about it. Because many kids don't know because they're too young or something, you know what I mean?
Like, they don't understand. Like, they're just beginning to come into the world, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Especially younger kids or people that have you know, setbacks in their mentality or stuff. Like, those people sometimes don't know what's happening, but it's happening to them, sadly, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, for example, like, let's say for one day, you know, my dog comes to me, and I'm like, so how are you doing? How's your family? Blah blah blah. Like, just an example, theoretically, let's just say I'm a teacher or something, and I ask him that, and my dog's like, oh, yeah, I'm okay. You know, my mom always sometimes yells at me. And then in that case, I would ask, so what do you mean by yell at you? And if he tells me something like normal, he's like, oh, yeah, I did this, and he just yelled at me. And then it was over, like, every, you know, it was over in 10 minutes. And that's normal, you know what I mean? But if he tells me, oh, she yells at me, and I question it, and I ask him what type of yelling, and he tells me, oh, she yells at me for a long time, makes me cry. And, like, you know, she talks, you know, she says all this and that about me. Like, that's something where I would step in and say, okay, he doesn't realize that that's abuse, or that's bad, or that shouldn't be happening. And that's where I would, as a teacher at least, and theoretically, I would step in and contact someone that could do something about it, you know? Like, mm-hmm. that's the type of situation I'm talking about. Like, I feel like that should be more open to people, especially kids and stuff that go through stuff like that. Because there's a lot of people that don't know. There's a lot of people that do know but don't have the chance to talk about it because they're scared of what's going to happen or what their parents are going to do about it. But the thing is, like, I'm pretty sure if something like that was set there for the kids or anybody in general, I'm pretty sure that was there as an available option. Those people wouldn't get punished. Those kids probably would be really, really fucking safe, because I'm pretty sure that's something they would take really serious. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because as soon as you hear that something bad's happening, specifically to a kid, you know how many fucking people get, like, they just become super alert about it, and they just take it, like, just beyond what they gotta do, which in a good way. You know what I mean? They take it beyond what they gotta do in a good way. But they basically, like, I've seen a lot of people where, like, they do the most just to make sure that kid is safe, and, like, maybe they don't go home they don't go back home that day. But I think that's good, because that way they can contact CPS, or they can contact the police to go talk to their parents and see what's happening, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that should be something that should exist more, or just exist in general. You know?
Abuse is just no longer, like, a good exception in any case whatsoever, dude. I see no reason to hurt a child at all, like, whatsoever.
Exactly. Well, most specifically, we're talking about family abuse right now. Yeah. Like, yeah, that shit, it just doesn't apply, man. It's not okay. You know what I mean? And the thing is, like, this is I'm pretty sure I can say this, and you're out there, you're going to have something to say about it. I'm pretty sure this should be more availability on, like, kids being able to talk about this, because when they go to school, teachers don't fucking know what those kids are going through at home. A lot of people at school don't know what those kids have gone through or have, you know, how their day's going. And then when the fucking teacher yells at you for something, but you've been having a bad day, like, you know, neither of the people know what the fuck's happening, and then a fucking fight starts. You know what I mean? Like, I've seen kids get suspended for a teacher yelling at a kid, but the kid was getting physically abused by her dad. But she still got fucking suspended for it. But you know why? Because the teacher didn't know that. The principal didn't know that. Because nobody's checking up on the kids. They just automatically assume, okay, you're going to school. It's basically work. You do whatever the fuck you gotta do, and that's it. But no. We're human beings. We have feelings. We go through shit. Like, people, specifically teachers, if anything, have to at least, they should at least be more, they should be taught to at least be able to, like, talk to the students, if anything. If you actually notice that something's happening, or, like, maybe if you don't notice, like, you can ask the two students, hey, how are you doing and stuff, you know what I mean? Instead of just start yelling, yeah. Instead of just start fucking yelling and getting to the fucking principal and shit, like, nah. That's not how it fucking works. Like, that's just fucking incorrect. Like, I know that a lot of people are going to say that's right, because that's what you're supposed to do, just take them to the office, suspend them. Like, yeah. But in my mind, that's not okay. Fuck you. What the fuck are you going to do? You don't want, I'm pretty sure you don't want someone to treat you like that. I'm pretty sure, I don't think anybody that works, specifically, like, adults, I don't think they're going to want to go to fucking work and their boss is, like, telling them what to fucking do and yelling at them for no fucking reason. They're having a bad day. I'm pretty sure they're going to get mad, you know? They're going to start crying or something, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to go through that shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can say that if someone gets abused and they're constantly being pushed to, like, a limit and everything, I wouldn't say suicide would be their first, like, ideal. I think their first idea would have put their aggression out on something, either on someone, or they would just hurt themselves to the point of going to suicide. In any case, like, well, I'm not saying that, like, everyone, you know, I'm not saying everyone would just, like, immediately go to suicide. Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure most people would just, like, use their own aggression towards someone else for no reason.
Yeah,
and, like, even they are questioning, like, why is this person hurting me? Like, what's going on with him and all that stuff. And they don't ask questions. They just immediately go to aggression.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, like, this, most of the time, like, the outcome of all this is that kids, or just in general, you know, the parents' children act a certain way. They're very aggressive. They have a negative outcome. Like, all this shit happens just because of minor stuff like this that people don't notice. You know what I mean? Especially at school. That's the thing. I don't know why, like, I'm going to say, school is school. We all have to go to it, because, you know, to learn stuff, of course. But I still think to this day, school is a lot of fucking bullshit, because there's so much fucking things wrong with school, specifically when it comes to, like, well-being of people, the well-being of the students, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, But dude, you need nowadays. It's not just all physical shit. There's a lot of mental stuff that happens to students. There's a lot of verbal stuff that happens to students, and you know, the school's like, well, we're not in charge of that. Well, yeah, I know that. I understand schools aren't in charge of that. They're not. You know, they're not. They don't have to do anything about it. But the thing is, like, I personally think that this shit is growing. I'm pretty sure, like I just said, it's a growing number of people that go through this, specifically kids and students. I think that schools should take more responsibility over that now and say, and have an actual course or like teach the teacher something, or like, you know, talk about it in general, what they could do to help people like that.
Because, well, that's the thing, because like most schools will most likely say, oh, we have a counselor that can help out with students and all that. But telling a counselor would just be basically telling your own parents. Yeah. A counselor will report to your parents. Well, yeah. They'll report it to the principal, and then the principal will give them the clearance to call the parents to ask them questions, and the parents are going to deny it, which is going to lead to more aggression toward their child.
Yeah.
So you are right. Schools don't take this matter very seriously. They most likely just want their students to learn, and that's it, basically.
Yeah, of course. Because, like, you know how many fucking times I've gone to the counselor and I've seen other people go to the counselor to talk about actual problems that happen in the household, and then all they literally tell you is, go back to class. Like, nah. You know how many times I've almost cussed out the fucking principal for that shit? Like, nah, bro. Like, I know that I'm here to learn. We all know that. But when I'm fucking having a breakdown in the middle of fucking school, I think that's more important than going to class and learning something that I'm going to fucking forget eventually because of all this shit's happening, you know? Because I don't know if you knew this. I know this from studying and research and from people have told me. But people that have mental illnesses, people that go through shit, mental and then psychological abuse, all those people have, they lose a lot of their memory. They forget a lot of stuff very easily because they can't concentrate anymore, you know? And from personal experience that happened to me, like when I was depressed, which all of y'all know, like when I was depressed, I forgot a lot of stuff. My fucking grades dropped very, very, very low. My senior year was basically like my average. And that's not even good. You know what I mean?
It was hell on earth, honestly, dude.
Yeah. Like my junior year was my worst year, of course. My senior year was my average, which again, it's very sad. Like, you would be thinking, oh yeah, it's my point, you know, like my fucking climax where everything gets well, but nah. My senior year wasn't even good. It was just average. And that's not even good enough, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to, like I said, I forgot a lot of stuff. Even to this day, I fucking forgot a lot of stuff in school. I still can't focus on a lot of stuff because of, you know, my past, because of my depression that I had, because of everything that's happened in the past for me. I lost a lot of my memory. It's very hard for me to think about shit sometimes. Or, like, calculate stuff, or, like, remember history. Like, all that shit is hard for me to do now because of all that happened to me, you know? Because of all the fucking abuse, because of all the depression, because of any mental thing that I had, you know? So, you know, quick fact. That was a quick fact for you.
So, like, everyone out there that's being abused, like, you know, to this day and all that, we hope that you'll get help and all that. Mm-hmm. We hope that you'll cope, basically. Mm-hmm. We hope that one day you'll stand up, you know, and feel better about yourself, because every human being is perfect and individual the way they are. No one in this world is meant to be great and all that. But, like keep confidence in yourself. Like, never forget that you were born for, like, reason and all that stuff. Like, mm-hmm. if someone were to tell you that your life is meaningless and all that, don't take that into commission. Don't just take that from them. Because those are just words. Words can just bypass you, and the next day you won't even remember what they said. Most likely you'll be thinking to yourself, what can I do today to make myself a better person? Or what can I do today that will allow me to figure out something new about myself that I didn't know about whatsoever? Mm-hmm. So if anyone out there is, like, you know, being hurt and all that stuff, like take time and think to yourself, like, just think to yourself, I'm a human being and I love the way that I am. Even if I'm hurt, I'm still going to wake up. I'm still going to breathe the air. And I'm still going to walk out there feeling confident about myself. Because nothing is going to bring me down whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. And also, like, even if it's hard for you to tell someone, like, look, I mean, there's always going to be that one person you can talk to. You know what I mean? And for people that have gone through this type of situation, it's like, hey, man, it might be hard for you to talk about it. It might be hard for you to think about it, of course. But, you know, sometimes you can step up, you know, step up to help others that are going through it currently. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of resources, like, not like doing all these bad stuff, drinking, smoking, or whatever you want to do in general. Like, doing all this it shouldn't be a coping mechanism. Like, I mean, of course, it's going to be one, you know, because that's very common. But just know there's more ways to coping with it. There's talking, there's fighting, there's drawing, there's finding someone to just fucking hear you out of anything. Like, you know, there's some numbers you can call, pet your dog, I don't know, your cat, whatever you have. Just think, there's a lot of stuff you can do instead of, you know, doing all the bad stuff, having bad mechanisms.
Or hang out with friends, I mean, yeah. All three of us hang out with each other, including Melissa. All of us just hang out with each other, and, like, we have a good time. We always talk about, like, you know, how sad we are and all that. And each and every one of us help each other out. Yeah, like, exactly. We stay up late and, like, tell them what our problem is, and we speak about it. And then afterwards, like, later on, we feel better about ourselves. And when we go to sleep and wake up the next morning, we talk about, like, a new subject. Like, okay, so what are we going to do today and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, nothing will be with you forever in any sense.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Like a bad memory with you may stay forever, but it's not going to impact you forever, because that bad memory is going to be in your mind, but it's not going to affect you permanently. It's not going to affect you the day you get married. It's not going to be affecting you the day you get a child and all that. It's not going to affect you, like, in general. It's just going to be in your mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Your memories might not change, but your future will. That's also basically all you got to know. Your future will change. Hopefully for the better. And also going on based off of what Mateo was saying too, like, us, we hang out, and then, you know, when there's someone that can't hang out with us, of course, we try our best to go interact with that person too. You know, with Melissa when she's working, me and Luis, or Mateo too when he comes. Like, we still include her in what we're doing. We do our best, bring her stuff, blah, 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 go visit her, because of course she's part of a friend group. You know, everybody should have some type of friend group, and of course not everybody's going to be that lucky, which is very sad, I don't know, but just try to find the best people you can hang out around with, have good friends, you know, basically just find people that you know will go beyond, you know, beyond themselves, be selfless, and most of the time be selfless, I guess you can say, and help you out or help out others, you know.
And continue. None of us know what's going on with our lives either. Like, and like, when I wake up, I don't know what Adolfo's up to. I don't know what Luis is up to. I don't know what Melissa's up to. And like, I don't know if they're feeling sad, if they're angry, if they're confused about something. I genuinely don't know. Like, I'm not gonna call and ask, saying like, hey, how you feeling today and all that stuff. I'm not gonna ask them that, because it's probably gonna be like releasing their anger out a bit. But at the same time, I do want to ask them that, because I want to know how they're feeling, and I want to know, like, if any way, if I could, like, help out, you know, like, get rid of that anger emotion they have in them, in any sense.
Exactly. And the thing is, like, I mean, even if we don't check up on each other every day, like, we still worry about each other.
Exactly.
We always try our best to, like, figure out, talk about it, let's see what's happening, you know, and see what we can do to help each other out, because, like I said, we're not going to be hanging out every day. We're not going to see each other every day. We might not even talk every single day. But at the end of the day, we still worry about each other. We care about each other. We speak upon each other, if anything. And we just interact some way or some, you know, sometime, just to see what's happening. And if anything, help each other out when times are needed, you know?
Luis, are you still with us?
At least my son might have passed out because of NyQuil, but it's okay.
we've been talking this entire time, and we haven't even noticed that Luis was still here with us.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he passed out with NyQuil, but it's okay. You can let him sleep.
Working man here, folks. Working man.
Yeah. And I mean, we can use as an example. Like, we don't know. Maybe he was just very tired today, hasn't slept, and he just took NyQuil to sleep well, you know? That's good. We support that. We support whatever. If anything that's healthy and beneficial, we support it.
We do not support going overboard with any type of medicine whatsoever, though. Please take the precautionary measures of how much you can actually take. Don't go overboard, please.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. See? But, you know, like we were saying, we pick up on each other. Like, right now, like, Mateo was checking up on Lee, that he was still here.
Of course. Because we've been talking for, like, a good, like, hour, dude. We have not heard him from anything.
Yeah, you see? But yeah, like, we do check up on that, you know, and just basically overall, just try to try to find someone if you are going through a situation. And if you see someone that's going through a situation that you've gone through before, try your best to try to help them out, you know?
Exactly.
Or anything, you know? And that's, and also remember, just because they're your family doesn't technically mean that it's always good, you know? Like I said again, I'm not trying to say retaliate or anything, but if it comes to a situation where you're in a very bad relationship with your family or whatever, get try your best, get some help, and see what you can do to prevent
it. If you are hurt, if you are damaged, or if you do not feel safe around your family whatsoever, please call an adult that will help out or any type of local authority and explain to them the situation you're in.
Yeah,
just don't be quiet about it because it's going to keep getting worse and worse.
Yeah, or tell your friends, maybe they can help you out too. Like they can contact the authorities for you too. You know, you never know. Like there's a lot of resources you can count on. Or if you ever see us in person or fucking follow us or whatever you do, you know, contact us. We'll do our best to help you. Contact where we need to contact to help you out too. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Just do what you gotta do. Let's just say that. Just do what you gotta do to get yourself out of the situation if you're in any type of those situations with your family and stuff.
And if you're in a situation where you feel like taking your own life, please consider calling a suicide hotline in any case, because that's a big decision in life if you are willing to take, because it's something that's going to be tempering you. It's something that's going to be very, very, very frightening in any sense, because you're going to be thinking to yourself, okay, I'm going to be taking my own life. But what's going to happen, though? Like, what's going to happen tomorrow when they notice and everything? But if you are having a troubled moment in any sense, please consider calling a suicide hotline in any case.
Yeah. But if you're going through any type of abuse, you know, family abuse, relationship abuse, any type of abuse in general, just try to help find someone to help you out. Call, you know, there's a lot of hotlines that can help you out with this. Contact authorities. Contact someone that, you know, can do something about it. You know, just even if you take small steps to get to where you want to go and get out of the situation, do it. I mean, as long as you start somewhere, it's better than not just saying or speaking up about it, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, everyone, this has been a very interesting episode today. Hopefully, we were able to give you enough information based on what our ideas and personal views were on. Hopefully, we gave you some type of education, you know, in life and everything. Considering our circumstances now, it's still dangerous out there. People are still getting hurt. People are still just being damaged in every case and all that. Mm-hmm. So please be careful out there once you enter the real world, because your home may be your safe area, but the outer world is basically a war zone.
Yeah.
So always take precautionary measures when you're leaving your own household, because you don't know whether or not if something bad is going to happen to you.
Mm-hmm. And or contrary, if your house is in a safe zone, then contact someone that can help you out, or figure, you know, there's a lot of different things you can do to get out of those type of situations, of course. But if anything, just research what you can do. There will always be answers for you, basically, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say this, even if you're scared to speak, there's always going to be people that are going to be on your side. You know, just know that. There's always going to be people that are going to be on your side. There's always going to be people that will support you some way or another. You know, even if you don't meet them at the current time, there's always going to be someone that cares. There's always going to be specific people and specific, basically, objectives, you know? That will get you a resolution. So never forget that.
Exactly. So other than that, we thank you all for listening in for tonight. Hopefully, people out there that are being abused, we all hope that you will get better. We all hope that you can walk out of your own home with confidence in your head held high, basically. We hope that you all have strength inside you, your own will to be strong as a human being that you are.
Mm-hmm.
So for that, my name is Matt. This is Adolfo, and this is Luis. We are the Watt Boys. We love you all, and have a good night's rest.
See you next time.